Hello, welcome to season 4, episode 1 of the Holistic Podcast. My name is Raheem Andrews. It is so good to be back. I'm going to explain where I was at. I'm going to explain the format hasn't changed at all. It still will be 20 to 25 minute podcasts. I'm going to be way more consistent for you all now. I took my year off. I took my year vacation, but now it's time to get back to work, and I cannot wait to hear how you all are doing too. But as always, as we always start, let's vibe. As I said, welcome, welcome to the Holistic Podcast, Season 4, Episode 1. It is so good to be back. I cannot lie to you all. I missed you so much. I'll explain where I was. I will explain the sabbatical away from podcasting for a little bit. But yeah, I just really wanted to say thank you for stopping by and listening. I have my Instagram page back up for it, and I always used podcasting as like a therapy. Like if you go and you listen to earlier episodes, it's me just thinking out loud. I never have a script. I never have any of that. And, I really love having people on as well. So, I have a few guests planned throughout this season 4 that I think you're really, really, really going to love and click well with, because I believe that we click well together. I have a lot to catch you up on. First things first, I'm an uncle, which is crazy to me. I can't believe it. It's such a great feeling. I'm an uncle to a little boy named Noah, and he's the most perfect thing I've ever held in my life. He's so tiny and small and just like excited to be in the world, and like just holding a newborn baby is just unreal. And he is, I can't even explain how much of a blessing that he is to my life already. And he's like a week old. So that's really, really been a blessing in my life and has brought me a ton of happiness. Today also marks the year since I did the, I planned the Social Injustice March. And a year after that, I will say there's been some changes positively in Boone. Obviously we're not there yet, but I believe just being invited to the table on a lot of conversations as Black people in the community has had an uptick, and I think that was very important. Like just being able to go to businesses like Foggy Pine Books in downtown King Street, or going to Lily's, or going to Hatchet Coffee, and you just really feel accepted there. Something that I didn't have in high school, and something that I think is such a great thing for people of anything that might not fit the norm. I promise you, you will fit the norm at these places and always feel loved and accepted. During my sabbatical, I had been traveling a lot. I had the opportunity to go see my friends in Denver, in Scottsdale, Arizona. I went to Atlanta a few times to see a good amount of friends of mine, and obviously back home to Fayetteville, North Carolina to see my family. I was traveling a lot, writing a lot, but I also have been reading a lot. And I have started a book club with my childhood best friend, Austin, and my dad, and we choose a new book every month, and everyone gets a choice each month. So it's been really fulfilling to me to like be able to tie that together. I view my dad as very wise, and he always has very good advice for me, and as does Austin. Austin is a very intellectual human being. We think that in a past life he would probably have been a author at some point or something. That me and his cousin had a very good conversation about that one day. But during that time, one of my very, very, very favorite podcasts, the Joe Budden podcast, ended, unfortunately. And that shook me so hard to my core, because that was one of the reasons why I started podcasting. Like, the breakup was intense, though, and Joe Budden just kind of let his ego run him, and it was just very sad to see them fall out because they were friends first. And I always thought to myself, if I had the opportunity to have a whole podcast and get paid for it with my best friends, just to get sit there and talk for 3 hours twice a week, that's unreal. Like, what an opportunity. And I would never let that squander. But I mean, I guess it is easier said than done, and with money involved, it got a little mucky with the podcast, and I will miss that podcast so much. You can't listen to it anymore. It doesn't feel right with two of the members being gone, so you know how that goes. I want to talk about LeBron. I want to talk about the Hornets. I want to talk about my Panthers real quick while we're here. LeBron has been knocked out of the playoffs, and if you know me, you know I love LeBron very much, and it was very hard to watch that because AD, Anthony Davis, his co-star, is made of glass, and if he falls on the ground once, he's injured. So they ended up losing to the Phoenix Suns. Shout out the Phoenix Suns. Devin Booker was a bucket this entire series, and they deserve it. Torch might be being passed. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Steph Curry goes to L.A. But the Hornets were exciting this year, and I had the opportunity to take my little sister and my little cousins to their first NBA game, and we were the closest thing you can get to courtside with COVID, and it was such a great experience to get to watch that. And they're fun, and they're all young now, and LaMelo Ball is leading the ship, and just alley-oops everywhere, and just a lot of fun in that arena, which was really cool. We sat right in front of Roy Williams, the GOAT, the best to ever coach college basketball. Yeah, Mason. Yeah, any Duke fan. Just playing. But we got to sit right in front of him, and we met him, which was unreal because since I was a kid, I've always been a UNC fan, and I love Roy. So it's going to be weird not seeing Roy on the sideline this year, but I'm so excited for his retirement and his endeavors that are held next for him. The Panthers, I'm starting to lose hope. I'm starting to feel like a Washington football team fan because we just don't know how to make the right decisions when we have so much in front of us, and it's annoying. And that's really all I have to say about the Panthers this year. We should have gotten Justin Fields. I'm hoping for the best. I feel like we're a quarterback away from being relevant. Cam Newton returns to Carolina this year with the New England Patriots. He has a slew of weapons he's bringing with him, and I think we're going to get ran out the field. And that's okay to me because I really think we did Cam Newton dirty. And I would love to watch Cam Newton just smack us up. That'd be pretty cool. I got my COVID vaccine. I also had COVID. The vaccine was very, very hopeful. I almost started crying a little bit when I got the vaccine because of the hope aspect that it was bringing, if that makes sense. Because it's been a long year, you know? We all have had our struggles. And I think just really accepting that COVID really shook everything up. It's one of the first times that the whole world had to go through something together. And I think just taking that time out to really accept and reflect about what COVID might have done for you, done to you, is very important. Because even myself, I had to really sit down and say, hey, this wasn't normal, and it threw off my normalcy of life for a long time. How am I going to recover? How am I going to get back to that normal? Maybe there is a new normal that I have to adapt to now, and we all adapted well. But now we're at a point where all the masks are disappearing. And, you know, you're going to tell your grandkids about this one day. And you're going to tell them about COVID and how we had to all wear masks. And hopefully that's the only time that anything happens like this in our lifetimes. But it was an interesting time. I feel like I learned a lot about myself being in a one bedroom apartment for most of it with my puppy. And all we had was each other and Chipotle DoorDash, and that's how I lived for a long time. So that was a lot of fun. I also started therapy during my stint away from podcasting. I cannot recommend therapy enough to anybody, even if you're the happiest human being on earth. Just having that external factor to vent to or talk to or just bounce ideas off of, it has changed my life for the better and has changed my life really in the most positive way possible. My therapist, who I know is going to listen to this podcast, I won't say her name, but she has really done a lot for me and has given me these tools that I didn't know I could utilize in life when things might not go great or things are going amazing and you're on top of that hill. And you know, life is full of roller coaster highs and lows, and it's how you come back from the lows for me. And that's how I kind of view or have been viewing life now. And yeah, I can't recommend therapy enough, especially being a black man. You're raised to just be a man, and you're raised don't cry, and you're raised to just kind of tackle life head on. And it was just, I can't recommend it enough. If you can get into a therapist situation, please do it. I promise you, you will not regret it at all. It has been probably just, yeah, one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I missed you all so, so, so much. I can't say that enough. I have a couple big opportunities that might be coming into my life in a few, hopefully, weeks, and I'm very elated, and I don't want to jinx it, but I just hope that you all pray for me. This would change my life forever. Just to give a couple hints there, it would really change my life forever in a great way, I believe, but I'm praying that it's in the best way. I've also been very happy lately, and I've been I don't know how to explain it. I've been back in Boone for a little bit now, and I sublet my apartment in Charlotte. We're going to be working from home for Duke Energy until earliest September. So I'm taking that time to kind of go and travel and see different things. And as I was saying, I was in Denver and Arizona. My best friend's about to move to San Diego in a couple weeks, Eric, and I'm excited to be able to go and see him whenever, because that's going to be awesome. San Diego is beautiful, and I know he's going to thrive out there, and I can't wait to see him. But yeah, I've just been super happy. I've been able to really reconnect with a lot of my friends who, you know, during COVID sometimes felt like at an arm's length away, and just being able to let them back in and build a support system that's been amazing to me, especially my parents and my friends, and you all know who you are when I was going through it. So I can't thank that enough. But yeah, today I will be walking the route that I took with 1,300 people behind me, which is so powerful for the march that I had for racial injustice. And I cannot wait to do that. I'm going to do it silently. I'm going to walk the streets and just really reflect at that point. I haven't done it since, and just really take in everything that that day meant to me and how you all really changed my life. I've said changed my life three times, but it's so true. These are like big monumental things and moments, because there's no way you can remember every single thing that's ever happened in your life. It's just impossible. But there are moments, and you don't forget the moments. And that was the biggest moment of my life, and the response that I got, just everyone showing out. I had friends driving up from Charlotte. I had friends driving up from Fayetteville, Atlanta, to come and walk with me, and I will never forget that ever in my life. And that moment will stick with me forever. It's the most important thing that has ever happened to me. And I can't thank you all enough for that love and support. If I'm being honest, though, I haven't talked much since my march. And I want to say a few things because this is an archive, as I say. And I want to be completely transparent with you all. And, you know, leading up to the march, I didn't know I suffered from anxiety, but I definitely do now with the amount of death threats I was receiving. And that really shook me. I had a lot of Facebook hate, which I knew would come with the territory. And just the death threats really stuck with me because I thought to myself, why would you want to do that to somebody who's just trying to spread love throughout a community? It's obviously the news and the media that had kind of put a light on what these protests were bringing, which in turn, they thought I was going to come to Boone and do that. I got told that I was coming to Boone to burn it down. I got told I was paid to come up from Charlotte to Boone to do a protest, in which I was like, I would love to be paid to do that. I had no idea that was a route. Hook me up with that connection. No, but seriously, and then I had people saying they were going to drive through the crowd, and I had the KKK of Mountain City threatening to come to my march and hijack it, and a man on Facebook telling me he couldn't wait to show me its 12-gauge shotgun, you know, like things like that. And I was like, these are grown men. These are grown men and women speaking to me in this light. I'm 23 years old, and like I just felt like, I don't know. But I had to focus on the love of it because I had so much love outpoured from it. 1,300 people there. And I told them at the end of the march, I said, please go back home and tell your friends and your family and your loved ones and your neighbor who decided not to come today how much love you felt here today and the unity that you felt here today together. And we did this all together. We should be very proud of ourselves, and let's start to enact that change and treat everyone the way you want to be treated, with love and kindness. And that's the way that it begins. I know I got off on a rant there, but that march means a lot to me, and hopefully stay in the books forever. Can't thank everyone enough that helped me, especially my mom with the donation of the masks from her nurses that made them, handmade them and sent them to me. I had voter registration cards out there for people to vote because young people don't vote and we need to vote. We need our voice heard. And that's very important to me about voting, 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 voting. Always vote. That's the only way we're going to be able to get some of the change that we want done. So I thought that was very important. But yeah, it is so good to be back. I promise you that you are going to love this season because, one, I am going to be way more consistent. You have my word. And also, you all are beautiful people. I hope that you have an amazing week until we see each other again. A lovely week. It's going to be a long, rainy week up here in the mountains, but just push through and then we can get to the sunshine and all the flowers sprouting and everything. So I love you all. Thank you so much for stopping on by. Never forget you are loved and you are worthy and you are needed in this world. And I love you all so much. I'll see you soon.
It might sound mean when I talk, but I lead when I walk. I see what's the top, I achieve, I won't stop. Mentally try to shock, I build scenes I don't watch. Since 13 I have fought, I have reaped what I sow. I move past like a clock, I'm attacking your block. Stole the keys to the lock, now I'm leaving that dock. See, I mean when I pause, sincerity in both sides. See, you live or keep rise, let's dig in or get lost. So I'm gonna keep on.